I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Let's get to this message here. This guy said, love the show. I listen to the podcast every day. Mom told me about what happened at Costco yesterday, and I had to share. My mom was getting gas. As usual, there were huge lines at Costco to get gas. As she was getting gas, she heard a car revving its engine. She looked over. It's an old guy in his 70s,
mm-hmm.
in line, trying to move forward. But he must have had it in park.
Oh,
just red.
Or neutral.
Just neutral. Oh, man. So when he popped that engine to drive.
Yeah, look out.
She then heard revving a second time, but this time it was followed by a woman screaming, no, 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 no. My mom looked over again, saw him floor it in reverse, and hit the car behind him. Now, it was no small fender bender. The hood of the other car was bent up in half from the force of the collision.
Yeah.
Even though they were both in line, only a few feet away from each other. My favorite part, though, is after he hit this woman, he gets out of his car and walks to the front of his car to check the front bumper to see what he hit. He didn't even know he had just reversed and hit the person behind him.
Jeez. He just can't even tell which way's up or down.
No.
What an adventure on a quest for an industrial-sized box of Cheetos.
I know.
You got to watch yourselves, guys. Death is all around you.
Death is all around us.
Someone could have been walking in between.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? How many times have people walked in between two cars filling up with gas thinking, no big deal? Well, you never know.
Was it Jim Morrison said the future is uncertain, but the end is always near?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Costco gas is a nightmare. I'll pay the extra 10 cents a gallon to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
People lose their crap to save a couple pennies a gallon of gas over there.
It's never made that much of a difference to me, like the gas. I've never been one of those guys that's going to drive
yeah.
8 miles out of my way to go save 10 cents. That either.
You know what, though? I was on like empty for a long time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, sort of driving around, and I took Stella on a Target run, and then I realized, oh, I got to get some gas. Now, unfortunately, this Target's on like a big main road. And so the gas station's on this big main road. And so I pulled in and I was like, oh, well, I'll get some gas. And I started up and then I looked over and I realized how much I was paying per gallon, which was almost like it seemed like almost 50 cents more, 75 cents more than I would have paid on my normal way to work.
Oh.
And so I was sitting there and I'm like, watching the number just go higher and higher and like feeling like I'm getting no gas at all, but I'm paying. And I stopped it. I was like, yep, I'm cheaping out. I'm cheaping out. I'm only putting a little bit in.
Definitely a few places like that that are always way more expensive than any other stations. There's a few that I avoid because I know exactly.
Yeah. And this one's on a main street and there's no competition around it.
That's it.
There's nothing. You can't get across the street. So there's nothing there. It's,
you guys have big cars, too, so I guess that makes a difference. You know, to fill up your guys' cars.
It's like a jet engine on mine.
Mine holds 2 teaspoons of gas.
So, like, it's different, yeah.
I spend, you know, $8. Yeah. Well, I go up to 12.
And ever since I got the big tires, I mean, I might as well have a gas station just hooked right into my...
Really, it causes you to burn more gas.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I didn't really think about that.
Yeah. They warn you about it when you're going to do it. They tell you. They're like, so...
That doesn't seem smart.
You're going to get
I'm
these...
I'm surprised you would do that.
Well, I mean, you got to pay sometimes. You got to pay some money to look super cool. So
looking as cool as Chuck does in that Jeep is expensive.
It is expensive. Turns out, I'm at the gas station more than anywhere else.
I haven't seen you and your wee legs hop in and out of it yet. Is it a climb up for you to get
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I just put my foot on the little bar and then just...
It's got a step.
Yeah,
step just yourself
step up.
Up
there.
I saw a normal Jeep next to yours yesterday in the parking lot.
Like that little thing?
Yeah. Smaller Jeep. And I was like, wow.
It was
wow.
a new one, too. That was a brand new one.
Yeah, that's just a different, way different version, but then yeah. just normal tires.
Yeah.
And yours look like massive next to it.
Well... Let's not get carried away. I mean, it is massive.
Oh, my God.
Compensating, huh?
Yeah.
That's
you finally, Chuck's first time.
That's it.
You hate Fridays, and you got the giant wheels to compensate for your tiny dong.
Tiny dong.
I'm not like a car person like you guys. Like, I don't,
well,
I
you
just,
don't care
I
about
pay
cars
it
at
off,
all.
And then I'm just like, it's a ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people like that. Like I've always been into cars.
Yeah, I just pay it off. I don't care about what it looks like or how it, you know.
It looks like Andy's car could be used in one of those, like, derbies where you just drive the cars and crash into everybody.
Crash up derby, yeah.
I feel like that's what Andy's always driving on
I
the
pretend
road.
It's a lot like the Millennium Falcon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm yeah. like, it's cool, but
yeah.
it's beat up. It's been
yeah, it's like
stuff.
My, it's my, you know, I can hit some stuff and it's not a big deal.
Mm. You just, type so you of thing. Just run it into the ground kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, I just buy them and then I pay it off and then I don't have a car. I hate having a car payment.
It doesn't seem like you ever have any, not to jinx you, but you have no car troubles ever. It's just like you yeah. drive it and you're just...
That's the thing. The Saturn had one issue the whole time I owned it.
Yeah.
How does it happen?
I'm just lucky.
Do you keep
I'm just
on
blessed.
Your, well, because he doesn't push it.
Oh, right.
Do you
car,
keep up on your regular maintenance and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I get oil changes because my dad was like always told me yeah. to do that. But, you know, I got a guy that if something's going wrong on it, he takes care of it.
You rotate the tires?
No, none of that.
No.
No.
It goes, it's fine in the snow.
Gets me. Yeah,
it gets
amazing.
Me. Slides
we've seen around. You slide by before.
As much as I worry about cars and maintenance and yeah. things going wrong, and
my
I
life's
worry
set
about
up
it a lot
different because I'm close to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm barely on a highway with that thing.
That's true. You used know? To be though.
Yeah, I used to. I used yeah. to live about 25, you know, miles from here or whatever, but. Even then, it was even in the wintertime, that did suck if it was like yeah. kind of crazy because I was
it's a
like,
good way to be. You don't have yeah. to worry about it. You just
I'm around. Sort of envious of that.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's real care. A lot of people are envious of me because I'm so blessed.
I recently just started.
I agree.
Stopped caring about the weather, which yeah. has been.
Oh. See, I'm going the other way with that.
No, you care more.
I didn't know you stopped caring about the weather.
Well, no,
you're just done with it.
Noticing or knowing exactly what would happen because I was left without a coat or a jacket and a. umbrella the other day.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
It was just like this. I told Annie. I said, "This is a new me."
Yeah, the umbrella. She's like, "I'm just gonna run."
I'll be honest. She wasn't handling it well.
No,
on the
I
run,
I handled it well.
That was it.
Like a legitimate scream.
Oh my God. That's
like
awesome.
The rain was burning her.
Acid rain.
Yeah.
Like it was acid.
Pitter pattering, his little feet.
Oh my God.
She was. We walked out of the hallway and she's like, I don't have an umbrella. And I'm like, I'm not.
Oh my God, no. Look at it outside. Okay, I'm fine with it.
I'm not worrying about the weather anymore.
I don't care. It's fine. It's a little bit of what?
She does. She has a high-pitched scream
when she doesn't like the rain.
Yeah, it was a cold rain, too.
Mm-hmm. It was so cold. But
Andy was just like, I just absorb it.
Yeah, dude, my hair just like absorbs it. And then I look like I'm in a wet t-shirt contest because yeah, nice. I was wearing a softer shirt. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at these puppies.
So I have a little more work to do.
Mm-hmm. To completely get
yeah.
over that whole weather
thing. So I
can
just like casually walk in the rain.
But it's a, yeah.
not
yeah, this scream.
It's a good start.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Our idiot criminal of the day coming up. This guy tried to give the cops a fake name, but what gave him away? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Authorities arrested a man in Nebraska on suspicion of false reporting after he tried to give the cops a fake name. But they figured out it was fake because He was wearing a lanyard around his neck with his real name on it.
Oh, geez.
Super dumb.
Forgot about that.
Officers headed to a scene of a call. They were made aware that they'd be contacting a 26-year-old suspect named Markel Toner, who had two arrest warrants. When they arrived on the scene, they found a guy exactly matching Toner's description sitting in a vehicle. They approached him and they said, "What's your name?" He's like, I'm D'Angelo Towns.
D'Angelo Towns.
It's like, that's funny, because that lanyard around your neck says Markel Toner.
Yes, some names, too.
I just found this. Just picked it up off the ground, put it on. For fun. I liked it. It's pretty cool, don't you think?
When the officer told
Quickly Toner, ask him his name again.
When the officer told Toner he was under arrest, a struggle ensued, and Toner began yelling, according to police. Authorities ended up on the ground fighting with Toner, who police said then grabbed an officer's utility belt.
Well, then they don't like to get a few. Yeah.
Toner was eventually taken into custody without any injuries. He was arrested on suspicion of resisting arrest, obstructing a government operation, false reporting, and more. There is Markel Toner, not D'Angelo Towns.
D'Angelo Towns, that's a good name to just come up with.
Yeah, it sure is.
I don't think I could pass that one off.
No.
Your names are D'Angelo Towns.
Well, I hope to God you don't go to D'Angelo Towns when you're trying to conceal your identity.
Dave told a cop his name was D'Angelo Towns.
They just cuff him instantly. Yeah,
come on.
They don't even ask anymore.
My name is D'Angelo.
D'Angelo Towns.
D'Apostrophe Angelo Towns. Just so you're aware.
Yeah, no.
Not so much.
They hit Dave. They just hit Dave.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Just in time for Memorial Day, one North Carolina city has filed a lawsuit to force an RV store to pull down its giant U.S. flag. It says that U.S. flag is just too big. Take it down.
They never made one too big.
WBTV has the story. Is it not playing any audio here? No.
It's not.
There we go. Doop, doop, doop.
The flag is just perfect where it is, right next to I-77 coming into Statesville.
It's the first thing that people see.
Many I spoke with do think it's a good thing.
I love it.
Gander RV has been flying the 40-by-80-foot flag for some time. City Hall asked the company in September to take it down, saying it violates codes. But they didn't take it down. The company asked the city for a variance. That was denied. Now there's daily fines and this lawsuit asking a judge to order the flag down.
The city is not saying don't fly an American flag. There's American flags flying all over the city. What they are saying is this one's too big.
That may be, says the company, but their Facebook page is clear on their position about taking it down. They won't do it. A website has been set up for a petition. More than 10,000 have signed up so far.
It's very important for the people in the community.
The lawsuit says the company never appealed the denial of a variance or the $50-a-day fine that started in October. The suit wants the courts to order this flag down and the company to pay up. Roger Bowman says there's bigger things for the city to worry about. Phil Ingram agrees.
Our city leaders has got to step back and rethink this thing.
Phil says the lawsuit sends out a bad message.
And anybody that don't like the American flag flying, they got a serious problem.
No court date set yet, and the flag continues to fly. In Statesville, Steve Onosorge, WBTV on your side.
And
50 bucks a day since October.
Hell yeah!
Damn.
That's a lethal bird was in here. Look out, Lee!
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ain't never been a flag that's too big.
You know the thing, what's crazy about it? I remember being a kid, and I loved the bigger the flag. I was always like, that is impressive.
The way it waves is better than like a small little flag.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like a certain gas station. They had these giant flags, giant, like that, just giant. I was always just like, here we come up on one of those gas stations.
Yeah.
Huge flag, amazing.
Weird kid. You admired flags.
I'm like, I really like a flag, mate. Look at it blow in the wind. It represents freedom.
You're easy freedom to please. Justice. Just take you to the gas station.
I'll tell you what, that right there is still the symbol of what we fight for and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Bigger the better.
Little weird kid.
You're a weird little kid admiring flags.
I'm telling you. I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know exactly where you'd get something that big. It's huge.
I gotta say, I'm weird too. I agree. Like, I'm always like, wow, that thing's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, like, why yeah. is it, who is upset by it?
To the officials. Doesn't,
I know, but
doesn't
like,
meet
what
their guidelines.
That's
the
wrong.
You should be able to fly any kind of flag you want.
That's the wrong city battle.
It is the wrong city battle.
Because once they find out who you are, you're done, right?
I didn't know there was such a thing as a size limit on flags.
Yeah, no, there is.
I didn't know that either.
That's crazy. And the way that thing was waving in the wind.
Oh, it's majestic.
Like, I'd be impressed. You know those big flags they pull out for like a big opening day where like hundreds of people are holding it? Build a pole big enough for that thing.
Hell yeah.
That's impressive.
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's impressive.
Just so you know the size of this one, it's 3,200 square feet. It's bigger than an average Starbucks. That's how big this flag is that's flying outside this RV dealership.
I wish it was the size of 9 Starbucks.
Starbucks, what's that?
I wish every Starbucks.
I believe it's some kind of fancy.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, how big is that? I don't even know how big that is. I can't even. I've never been in. Side of an actual one.
What is Starbucks?
What?
Starbucks?
I think it's some kind of superhero sci-fi guy from the 70s.
Yeah, he was. Lieutenant Starbuck. Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. That's where they got the name.
He's one of them Star Wars fellers.
Yep. It was a ripoff. Star Wars ripoff.
Listen, if someone wants to fly
the Zylon.
A gigantic flag around here, feel free. Erect it.
Erect it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand why that's the fight.
I don't know. It seems like a real bad fight to take on.
Well, yeah, just let them fly that flag.
Mm.
Absolutely. Pornhub just announced they're selling a new product for men. A new bathing suit that hides your boners at the beach.
Boner guard.
It's a bathing suit that's designed to hold down and hide your junk when you get excited. They say the Lycra they use will keep things contained without being painful or strangling your member.
Depends on your member, I'd say.
If it was like that German.
Yeah, the first German video.
The Schlamper.
So that's this.
Monster Schlamper.
That's Monster Schlump. Oh, you can't tell something's going on in those. I mean, the thing looks like there's a beer bottle in it.
No, that's underneath your shorts. That's the layer underneath your shorts.
Okay.
So this controls it, and then there's like baggy shorts on top of it.
Okay.
It is expensive though. It's $69.69.
Okay. Cool. Does it have the Pornhub?
It does have
logo?
The Pornhub logo on it.
That's awesome.
It does have the Pornhub logo on your.
You're in
trunks.
Your pervert shorts there.
Trying to pick up ladies.
Would you buy a Pornhub shirt?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah. Oh, you can't.
Sure. I'd love to rock a Pornhub shirt.
Yeah. Would you have a?
I would wear that to church.
Would you have a Pornhub like bathing suit that just had hundreds of Pornhub
Absolutely.
Logos on it? Yes. Yeah, I would think that'd be all right.
They've got kind of a cool logo.
But Lisa's right. You,
but it's weird.
She spots you at the beach with your Pornhub swim trunks. She just assumes you're a pervert.
Not ideal for picking up chicks.
No. All right. Not at all.
I bought this for $69.69. Yeah.
I think you were some like eccentric millionaire that owns Pornhub or something.
Somebody
in a Pornhub bathing suit. I'd be like, oh, man.
Or you work there.
There goes that rich guy who probably owns Pornhub.
It's the only shorts that don't
release my monster slapper. You can buy them right now on bonerless.com.
By the way, if you enter coupon code BONER, you'll save $20.
Well, that's a good deal.
That's a hell of some savings.
Yep. If you're interested, you can buy one. There's a link at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. But basically, it's like spandex shorts under swim trunks, and they just kind of keep things in check.
I just imagine seeing that guy at, like, the cheap beach. You know, not, like, the French Riviera, but you're, like, at the cheap beach.
Right.
You're having some cans of beer.
Daytona.
Someone walks this guy.
How you doing?
Hey, ladies.
A little fun in the shirt.
He definitely doesn't own Pornhub.
Ladies, don't worry. You can't see my boner that I have right now because it's being blocked by these Pornhub shorts.
You gotta be like, you guys want to do a test?
Yeah. I'm just here testing out my boner shorts. Do you see it? Can you see it? Do you see that I have a boner looking at you?
I mean, it's a crazy one, too. Can you see anything?
There's a need for it, I guess, for some guys. But go check it out for yourself. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
It sucks to be old.
You'd think that if you were in a nursing home and your neighbor is 102, you're safe, right?
Yeah. No, you're not.
Nothing bad can happen.
Here I come.
A 102-year-old woman.
Oh, woman.
Yeah. I'm coming for you.
Is suspected of having murdered her 92-year-old neighbor.
Murder's different than I thought.
I can get you.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have much time left. You're dead.
What, are they going to give me life in prison? I have about 20 minutes left.
Oh, my God. We should just send 102-year-olds in to kill everybody when you're dead.
Because you'd never expect.
Well, no, and they're ready to die. Like, listen, will you fly this right into there? Yeah.
The suspected killer is now in a hospital. She told one of the caregivers that she had killed someone.
I happened to.
Twisted his head off.
Yeah. Used all my strength. Unplugged all of his machines.
A caregiver at the home in Chazy-sur-Marne, northern France, found the victim dead in bed. The cause of death to this old lady, who was 92, strangulation and blows to the head.
Oh boy.
She really got violent.
I hate her. Hated her.
I'm going to give you a punch for every year I've been alive.
A lot of punches.
The death was discovered after midnight. The 102-year-old was in a very agitated state.
I'm praying fast!
Said that she was angry at that person for years.
I hate her. Oh, that's it. Couldn't do another night.
What did she do to her?
Couldn't do another night.
What did the 92-year-old do to the 102-year-old?
If you win bingo one more
time. I swear to God. She's cheating.
She cheats.
She's a cheating whore. Whore. Dead whore.
How dark side
is that?
That's
a roommate, right? Is that...
Well, they said neighbor.
Maybe
in the next room over.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, probably.
That's right. Sleep tight.
Sleep tight. Here I come. I go bump in the night. Bump, bump, thumpity-dump on your head. Choke, choke, choke you till you're dead.
Oh, my God. What a scary little rhyme.
All you'll hear is the sound of my wheelchair coming toward you. Squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, squeaky.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Oh, it is dark-sided, but it is hilarious.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
It's even with this music, it's hard to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill ya. Doobie 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 doo wah.
Here comes death for you.
That was perfect.
Blah, pow!
Yeah, no.
So tests are being done on this old broad now to determine whether or not she should be criminally responsible for her actions.
I was confused.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that.
Don't you think she has some brain issues?
You'd have to, right?
It's amazing 100. She could get around at 102 and have the physical ability to just
strangle someone.
Yeah, I know,
and
but
beat them amongst
you're
the
still
head.
You're fighting. It's 102 versus 92.
Yeah, but get up and do that.
I know.
Like, I've been crocheting for 55 years.
These hands are stronger than any part of this body. She might have just pillow strangled her too. Just and that's just leaning on it. Mm-hmm.
Someone says it's when Atomic Blonde goes Atomic Gray.
Atomic Gray. Hiya. Hiya.
She'd go under the radar, though. No one would ever suspect a 102-year-old of being a killer.
Yeah, like maybe she was. Maybe she was a badass when she was younger.
You never know.
The picture is just her from behind in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God. See, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I killed her.
I killed her dead. I ate two Werther's Originals, a little thing of applesauce. And I killed her dead. Did you kill her? Oh, she's coming right for me. I wish somebody would help. I wish somebody would help in time before I get murdered to death by my arch nemesis. Oh, what are you doing with that? It's taking... That's Oliver.
Shovels back to her wheelchair.
I'll be honest, I had a Werther's Originals afterwards.
Yeah.
Delicious, hard can.
Oh. Had a humdrum.
Oh, that's really dark-sided, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to kill this bitch and then have some butterscotch pudding. Nurse, bump. Yes?
I'm hungry.
You want some butterscotch pudding?
I do.
Bring you that.
Thank you.
And then some plain oatmeal like you like. What happened to Jane?
I killed the bitch next door.
Oh, my God.
You killed Jane?
Yeah. Bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's fine now.
She's finally quiet.
Oh, endless.
Oh, my God.
Whining. Nursing home life. It's rough.
It must be crazy. Sometimes you got to kill a bitch.
She stepped to me wrong.
Craft time can go astray.
Oh. Bitch saw us here. It was tough. Taught her a thing or two.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off now to Lynchburg, Virginia. Weather reporter at WSET-TV named George Flicklinger had to explain why his station aired tornado warnings during an NBA playoff game. This happened a little while ago. Even though the warnings and the game shared a split screen. So game on one side,
yeah.
Warnings on the other.
Mm-hmm.
People called in to complain.
Oh, yeah.
So the weatherman took offense to that.
Sure.
And aired a couple of those complaint calls. Let's take a listen here.
We want to take a moment today and talk to you about severe weather. This weekend during Game 7 of the NBA semifinals here on ABC 13, we had a tornado warning in our area. Now, it's our commitment to you that when we do have a tornado warning, that we go on the air and stay on until it is over and you are safe. This weekend, per our severe weather policy, we broke into programming with the tornado warning and allowed you to continue watching Game 7 on a split screen. But apparently, that upset some of you.
And I'd just like to say, I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver vs. Portland, because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
We get it. This tornado has been on the TV for over 20 minutes, and I'm trying to watch the last 3 minutes. Not on the BS split screen. This is BS. You guys are terrible at your job.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did. If you're watching us from Bedford, for example, you're just as important to us as someone watching us from Danville or Lynchburg. Whenever there is a tornado warning, lives are at risk. This is Franklin County in April after an EF3 tornado tore through. And this is in Elon and Campbell County after last year's EF3 rated tornado. Thankfully, no lives were lost. And that's why when we go on TV and stay on over-programming and commercials, you never know when someone new is tuning in looking for critical information to protect themselves and their families.
So shove it.
This is crazy. I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence, but this is the same reporter who was fired from a station in Tulsa back in 2006 because then he broke into an NFL game to warn people about dangerous wildfires. Oh.
So he is he takes it super serious. Deadly serious.
More serious than the stations he works for.
Couldn't they run something at the bottom? You know, tornado warning.
Usually they do. And I would say, I mean, you know, I know you're watching something, but I like to know when there's like, if it says tornado warning, maybe I should figure out exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I love storms, but
he is not apologizing.
He's my kind of weatherman. Yeah, That's who I want.
But if it's your game you're watching, I would probably be pissed.
At least it's in split screen. If it was off, I'd lose my mind.
Be worse.
This guy can't catch a break. Every time there's a goddamn emergency, it's on during some playoffs.
He's got some real can't catch a break.
He can't.
He's just like, God damn it. What? People's lives are at risk. Fire tornadoes are headed.
There's literally fire tornadoes.
Fire tornadoes are headed towards Lynchburg and it's Super Bowl night.
I'm George Flicklinger. Listen, fire tornadoes and demons are coming towards Lynchburg right now. We are going to
get off my goddamn TV.
I will not apologize. I'm a weatherman, goddammit. This is just what happened to me in 2006. It's 2006 all over again.
I don't know who this idiot is on the TV right now.
George Flicklinger.
I think his name is George Nipple Flicker. I don't know what his name is, but he's terrible, and we're trying to watch the NFL football game known as the Super Bowl. But he's talking about fire tornadoes and demons.
You want to see last time the fire tornadoes?
If a fire tornado and demons are coming here, then just let them come. Just let them come.
I'm George Flicklinger, and I will not apologize for saving lives.
Fire that George Nipple Flicker.
I am a weatherman, and I'm saving lives.
He takes his job too serious, and all right, put the game back on. Bye.
Fire tornadoes.
You'd be so nervous if Nipple Flicker was coming on the air. Like, oh no, what's about to hit us?
Yeah, it's Nipple Flicker. Like, oh,
God, Nipple Flicker's on the TV.
Because you'd be like, oh, what is it? Was it a swarm of locusts? Like, he breaks in. Don't you feel like he's breaking in for everything?
Too much.
Like, a bit too much?
Yep.
It was slightly windy. There's a strong headwind headed your way. Hey, it's George Nipple Flicker.
Oh, you're George
again.
My
God.
Okay.
Listen, it's slightly rainy outside. We just wanted to let you guys know that it's going to be raining pretty bad tonight.
Why is Nipple Flicker always on my TV?
I'm here to save lives. Sometimes rain can kill the elderly.
Makes it slick?
Mm-hmm. Would you apologize for ruining this football game?
I'm George Flusplinger.
You'll never apologize.
I don't apologize, and I never will. 2006, never forget it.
I've been fired from 12 stations.
I won't stop breaking into stuff. I hate sports. I wasn't an athlete.
He doesn't care.
No, he does not care. He doesn't get it.
No.
No, Nipple Flinger doesn't play no sports.
No.
Yeah, I've never played no sports.
He's never watched. He's never played.
You can tell.
He doesn't care. And he's here to save lives. I mean, as a news, as a like a meteorologist, he's everything I want. Yeah, he's everything I want.
But as Lisa said, unless your game is on,
right,
then you're pissed.
Yeah. And I do think he cuts in when there's just a strong headline win.
So he listened to those messages and he was like, God damn it.
I'm playing that one.
I'm fired up by Odile. You give me my own thing to talk to these people.
Can we look him up and just see what other stuff he has on YouTube? What else does he have?
Of the NBA semifinals. George ABC 13.
I'm George Flux Capacitor.
Now it's our commitment to you.
Put it right in the YouTube.
It's just going to be him doing the weather.
Like. Well, but I'm wondering like if he's done any other stuff to get... He gets help with a baby.
Updates the forecast.
I've done the weather forecast holding a baby. I like golf.
He's throwing out the first pitch.
chases tornadoes.
He was chasing a tornado.
He might swear it.
All right, we got a tornado on the ground. This is just north of Meeker. Tornado on the ground. You can see it right here through the trees, right there. The circulation of the tornado is on the ground.
I love him.
You like Flicklinger?
He's my kind of weatherman.
All right, we've got a tornado on the ground. This is just north of Meeker. Tornado on the ground. Right here in the tree, right there. The circulation of the tornado is firm.
Shut up, Flicklinger.
Ah, nipple flicker.
I know, Chuck, it's been a while since you've had any sports that you could be excited about and watch, like a really important game.
There hasn't been anything.
If there was, and Nipple Flicker came on, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's pronounced Licking Fingers.
Yeah. Okay. And you would be mad.
I could see it.
I
could see being mad.
You couldn't see your
home. To me, I understand you break in and you'd be like, but the fastest, it has to be like, Nipple Flicker here, tornado, watch out, okay, bye. And during a commercial, right? Commercial, be like, just want to let you know, Nipple Flicker here, we got a tornado outside of Dunedin, everybody take cover, all right, back to the game. Right? Like, do it fast and do it during it. Like,
what if
sacrifice
it was a
commercials.
Big play?
That's a lie. Going for the Hail Mary pass, and it's Nipple Flicker here. Look out, everybody, from this place to that place and everything. There's a tornado that could possibly be forming. Back to the game.
Oh! Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Game. You don't even know what happened.
On the phone so fast.
They're like, and that wraps it up from here.
Do you think he was all like heavy-headed? Like he's sitting there and he's in like the situation room of the weatherman and they're like, Nipple Flicker, what do we do? Do we split screen it? Do we go live to you? How do we save these tornadoes?
No. He kicked the door in. Everyone else is watching the football game. He kicks the door and is like, God damn it, I have to go in the air right now. I am Nipple Flicker. It's happened before. And he's got people like, no, dude, it's the playoffs. We can't Nipple Flicker. We can't. You've been fired from a station for doing this exact thing. I don't care how many times I get fired. I'm doing it. Put me on the camera now. Hi, George Nipple Flicker here. Just to give you a heads up, we've got a nasty looking tornado forming. Take cover, head to shelter. If you could, it's nasty out there and we wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
Someone said the last time it happened in Detroit, the weatherman got the same kind of reaction from people getting nasty tweets because he interrupted Wheel of Fortune.
I think I remember the Wheel of Fortune thing.
Come on, old people.
Wheel of Fortune. I tell you what, this man should be not only fired but killed. I had almost gotten every single word in this goddamn game right, and it was actually making me feel like I could be on Wheel of Fortune, and then Licking Fingers or whatever his name is came on the TV and interrupted it.
Pat, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Here we go. Martha, it's happening. Come on.
George Nipple Flicker here, cutting into
what is the puzzle? I can't see the words.
Really want to apologize for breaking into the Wheel of Fortune programming, but we've got a real nasty looking storm coming in. Strong headwinds, 85 to 97 miles an hour.
Oh my God, it was for the wind.
We had to cut into local programming. We hope you don't mind out there.
No.
It's only Wheel of Fortune, so hopefully you guys can understand.
I don't understand. I'd rather die than not know what the end of this game was.
Lives, and I'm telling you right now, there's a light sprinkle coming in from the southeast.
A light sprinkle.
Old people might be out for a walk, and if they don't have the right runners on, they could slip in that freshly wet pavement. Back to Wheel of Fortune.
What happened? No! Oh,
and that's it. Fear from Wheel of Fortune. No. Congratulations.
I was so very invested.
Yep. That's what happened. Nipple Flicker doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He puts his job on the line.
He puts his job and his family on the line for the weather.
I held my baby for you all. And now that baby's homeless because I kept saving lives.
I think he saw the movie Twister and took it dead serious.
Took it to heart.
He did.
You know?
Took it real to heart.
Because I feel like he's a storm chaser that's become a meteorologist, which is what they made fun of the what's the guy's name? He's dead now.
Bill Pullman.
Bill. Yeah.
Bill Paxman.
Yeah.
Paxman? Yeah. Bill Paxman.
Bill Paxman.
Yeah. One of those Bill P's.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pac-Man.
Bill Millersteins.
You know, they were making fun of him because he was a storm chaser, but then God became a TV weatherman.
Yeah.
You know?
Andrew has a comment here. Andrew, you're from the area with George Nippleflicker?
Yes.
Okay. Does he do this all the time?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So it's pretty bad. Every single time there's, like, this a little storm, it flicks on the television. But it's really funny, but all Lynchburg freaks out for all the storms. Like, if there's an inch of snow, like, the whole town shuts down. It's absolutely nuts.
They're a storm fearing
people.
That's
where Nipple Flicker needs to be then.
So, like, that's it. He's found his home. Yeah. And honestly, it's probably a very small number of people that were actually upset, especially if they're a storm-centric town.
Right.
You know? And he was letting them have it, too, with showing the old storm death footage and everything.
I wonder if he's got something real dark in his past. He's like, one time during a tennis match, I didn't go on the air and 300 people died.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My grandmother was sucked up by a tornado in 1985.
Oh, God.
And it's led me down this path.
That's dark, Nipple Flicker.
My grandmother was carried in the air for 27 miles.
Oh,
and when they found her, she had, they counted, 14,000 splinters inside of her.
George, I wish you could have helped me.
And I'll tell you, I think of Grandma every time. I'm gonna, every time the wind starts blowing, and I hear the trees.
Remember me, Joe.
I can hear her. I really can, and I'm trying to do my best.
Remember me.
Trying to do it for my best.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.